Okay, we're ready to go back to Emerald Tablet number 12, recorded on June 4th, 2009. I'll just move back slightly to get the overlap. That'd be good right there. I think everything's ready. Oh.
Your Gutenberg scripture's up pretty good. If you can hear the words and see what they're actually trying to whittle at. It's a whittling process in the scriptures.
Yes.
Mm. And then...
Without a detail, sorry.
It's a, oh, it's
without
nice.
Without a what? Oh, what? Detail?
Detail. Tail of tea.
Man.
Oh, detail sounds like tea tail.
Doesn't it, though? You figured that out. So maybe the detail has to do with times, but the detail. We've been very patient, but you finally had to
Okay, that's
and
weird.
Don't you find that it's so interesting when you were trying to figure out where to fit the details of the tea tail?
Mm-hmm.
Remember in their conversation? Well, this doesn't go there. Where can we put it here? Well, let's put it there. Maybe it fits here. Remember that was a pretty long, protracted calculation
mm-hmm.
of figuring it out.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm known as someone who goes into detail. So when the movie came out called The Last Detail, 1974, Jack Nicholson, somebody nicknamed me that. But detail. So now that I have the pun, I never knew how to say it, but now I know it sounds like the detail. I know it's detail. But there was. Detail is a duty, the last detail, the last routine you've been ordered to act on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it also could be an armada.
Yeah, it could be huge.
It could be like a work detail. It could be a group put together to do a task. As a
yes.
Detail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was sort of thinking, the last task.
Okay, guys?
Yeah.
Man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now. This is pretty clear. It's not all this a la foofa, blah, blah, blah stuff. This is kind of specific point on of where how you do this. Are y'all getting that?
Mm-hmm.
There's not so much in the valley of Bala kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, with this cause, man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects. So in the future, they see the causes that are happening then in the future and say, uh-oh, we need some different effects if we're going to live or not live with these causes.
Well, if we're going to curb the time, capital time, space,
mm-hmm.
so we can actually be created.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And
whoa, that was a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to. The future brings the causes count.
Y'all ain't heard that on the Oakley we went for show yet, have you?
And McLuhan always talked about we need to look at the causes and why,
of course.
And how they create the effects.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because then you're doomed to play it again and again and again. It's like on your final phonograph. When the record gets scratched and the needle gets stuck,
yeah.
If you figure out what scratched the record, you're going to be doomed to the needle getting stuck on that same groove time after time after time.
That time and again.
But until you have the effect that has affected the scratching of the vinyl, you're just, it's the mega upload that won't go.
And McLuhan determined that the cause was an environment count.
Mm-hmm.
It's an environment that has all kinds of effects. So perceiving
effects.
The environment. Now,
effects.
And
we're being stodgy for the record because you don't want that tangled up.
Yeah. And so that the environment as cause was created by the future bringing back certain information that'll have effects.
Well, it was now, easy there, just a second. It was created by the creator. Now, it might be in a future expression, created by the Creator.
What is it?
Whatever you were talking about, Bob. Creation in the future. The future creates. Well, the future doesn't create. The human may be in the future when the human creates.
Yeah,
the human always creates.
See, here you said was created by the future.
Mm. I meant by that.
By the future creators.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, the future creators. The creators from the future come back and create an environment like the tablets.
Mm.
Or drop an an Airbus 380 into the new Pharaoh's tomb they're fixing to find.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that's creating an environment that evokes all kinds of effects in the people who experience it in their now.
Yes, very good. Just like these Emerald Tablets, this isn't brand new, is it?
No, it's an environment.
And it's not brand new, but it's brand new now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have this work that comes along, and it is now. The people are going to read it and go, what were I thinking? And see, if the secret had been, if Miss Rhonda in the secret had not been trying to keep the secret a secret, then she, rather than just showing the Emerald Tablet and an etching that was supposedly run off with by the Templar of the Knights and all that kind of foolishness, then you could have actually gotten the secret.
Mm-hmm.
That was the issue with that original run, is it never really gave the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is Rhonda passed on into the guff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We can't find any evidence of that on the internet.
Oh, then it must not be true.
Right, but is it being kept quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that nobody cares?
Probably nobody cares.
Why did she pass on? She got,
she committed suicide.
Yes, and how was it acted on? How did she create the effect?
A melanoma.
Answer.
Melanoma is a shield.
Look, author, Rhonda Byrne, author and producer of The Secret.
A melanoma in total biology is a shield that you have to put up to block yourself from being attacked.
Guard, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what she says here. Okay. Oh, there's a picture of her. Now, they don't have anything about her passing on. Mm-hmm. Talk about how amazing she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you say, is Rhonda Byrne deceased?
Yeah, write that in, Kim. Byrne.
Or ask for her obituary.
Dead.
Deceased.
No, I mean, I've been looking there.
Put in deceased.
They don't use that word.
Yes, they do.
But then, is she in the Gulf? Maybe that'll help you.
Nothing about her being deceased. How do you contact her? Where is
okay,
she?
Let's go back to the guff. Okay, you ready to move on? The last sentence was, man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects. Seek ye within the causation, and surely ye shall find the effects.
Question. Were you saying that Rhonda Byrne should have just had a picture of the Emerald Tablet in her book?
She did, in The Secret of the Movie.
But no. Why? Had Abraham talked about it?
No, it's in the movie, in all the trailers, and in the movie of The Secret.
They refer to the Emerald.
And Proctor, and they can poop for the soil, and bread, wolf, and...
They refer to the Emerald Tablet.
They show a picture of it and sketching it, like making a copy. What do you do when you rub a pencil over a gravestone?
Yeah.
Rubbing.
Yes.
On the Emerald Tablet and then run away.
Yeah. Only one tablet.
Right.
What, and what one would that be? The preface one? Which one of the ones we're doing is that the one that they should?
They don't say. That's the point.
Can you see any of its content?
It's not even a real emerald tablet that they're showing, so no.
Right, it's not.
It was metaphorically induced
right.
to entice.
Okay, so back to stop reading your email account.
CQ. Like showing the breast without showing the vagina. What's the point?
Right. Seek ye within the causation, and surely ye shall find the effects.
List ye, O man, while I speak of the future, speak of the effect that follows the cause. Know ye that man in his journey, lightward, LIGHT-WARD, is ever seeking escape from the night that surrounds him, like the shadows that surround the stars in the sky. And like
what
the
about your angles? Don't forget your angles here.
Shadows.
That'll come up with the 13 plus 1.
Okay. Like the shadows that surround the stars in the sky, and like the stars in the sky space, he too shall shine from the shadows of night.
Oh,
isn't that interesting? So now behind an angle, in a shadow, you can shine.
Just make a space go down, you know, go down, put in angles so we note the angles.
Now, we'll develop it thoroughly in just a little bit. We just was trying
yeah.
to jog you. So you
but the shadows of... You get an aha, did you say?
Get an aha.
But what's the shadows of night? You made a statement about that.
Well, the shadows of night is where the little man draws his effects, perceives, causes information regarding.
Okay. Which are the angles?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like your number angles that we sent you today. Did you like that?
I didn't have a look. I saw the email and didn't get into it. But the, well, that related today. Today's reading here, I'll have to look at that. So Carolyn would have that, too. What I want to say is that the normal...
When she's reading her email, she can look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The logic...
No. If we sent you down that rabbit hole, Bob would hit us with his own wooden...
That's right. So I wanted to say that this idea of cause, creating effect. They are already playing with it. So you're not so linear, but there's a cause and there's effect. The effects
are
interpenetrating with the causes.
That's right. That's interpenetrating. That's very good. Good words, Bob.
Yep.
And where were we?
Ever his destiny.
His
destiny.
Okay, we finished with that one. Shine from the shadow of the night. Ever his destiny shall lead him onward until he is one with the light. I, though his way...
That's more like I-A.
I-A?
A? You know when someone... If someone is an old whippersnapper, can't hear you, or
yeah.
a little thief,
yeah.
they might say A? That's the same thing.
Well, this is A-Y-E. Could it be I?
Good, but I-E is more fun.
Yeah.
So we're saying I-E, but also we could say A?
A.
So
A.
What is it? Like drawing up attention is saying pay attention, right?
Yes.
Look.
Yes.
Like look.
Hark.
Look, it's like this.
Hark.
You go, look. Yeah, hark. Right?
Hark. Hark. The dogs do bark, yes.
A. Hark with what? With the bark?
Without a bark.
Bark, the dogs do bark.
What's that, Ken? What
it's just the same.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
Hark, hark, the dogs do bark?
Yeah.
Okay.
His way lies midst the shadows, even before him glows the great light. Dark though the way...
Wait. Hold on. Here.
Great
it's
light.
It's damned sweet... Because it's like every sentence takes you to the next place. You don't have so much of this from the halls of Amanti and blah, 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 you know, where they roll you around places.
Yeah.
It's really point on.
Mm-hmm.
Read that sentence, that part of that sentence, one more time.
I, though his way lies midst the shadows even before him.
Ever before him.
Ever before
ever
him.
Ever before him.
Blows the great light.
So even if he's not plugged into the Trinity, the meat sack, the non-physical and the mind, Little Liam, remember, even though they're not attached or plugged in or seamlessly become one cohesive capital man, that light still glows even so. So even if you refuse to get it, you still got it.
The light still glows, Carol.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you go back to your Matthew 5:21 again, let your light so shine. Just put Matt 5:21, and that's good enough because you've about memorized it. We'll have y'all. He's been running exegesis on scriptures before this is over with. It's a great day.
Okay, so a great day, did he say?
Yeah.
The great light, is that the light people see when they have a near-death experience?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the one they're trying to achieve. But they'd like to achieve it without having to drop the physical. That's the part of that kingdom come. Isn't that the point of bringing earth, heaven on earth as it is in heaven? Isn't that the effects preceding the cause? Why do we have this effect? Well, we want to have a kingdom of heaven on earth. And so that's what's the cause? Well, disconnection. The veil, the separation, the degrees of separation, the 13 degrees of separation.
We had 14 yesterday.
Well, it's always 13 plus 1.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're always the stumbling block.
Right.
You see, in every one of those 13s plus you is it. So if there are 14, we're sorry. But if you remember in the beginning of days, we started with 6. So this is, and we said that would be more developed as we got a little deeper into this predestined, or it references destiny. How can this tablet be discussing and referencing destiny when they just got through saying that there is no destiny, that it's all affects or effects, affect calls? You see how it kind of turns it around? And yet destiny still is. And you know why destiny still is? Oh, I feel a little rampage. You all just have to hold my mule just a minute. Here we go. You come back into the place. You have big time. Capital time. That's the whole time. That's the long time away.
That's all space.
There you go. Very good. But that's another way to say it.
Yeah.
That's how they came up with the false premise of Earth time. Because they were gauging it upon the capital time continuum.
Oh, they were basing it on the capital time?
Yes, and they couldn't figure it out. That's why your leap years are required.
Right, because the all time...
Because if it was capital time, guess what? It would flow perfectly and easily. And here's another little false premise, by the way. The moon is getting further away from the Earth, but it is not 22 centimeters a year. It is 28 centimeters a year.
But all time is the past, present, future in the wire whisk.
Capital time, yes.
Yeah, capital time is that. And then we try to relate it to this particular moon.
Well, you didn't understand it, so you made a TikTok that started click-clocking and figuring out that the TikTok made time. And that everybody had the same amount of it. But yet, Carolyn can get more done in 30 minutes than the average bear does in a month.
Yeah.
So therefore, her time is more well-used than someone else's. Ooh, that's kind of confusing, isn't it? But yet, sister can get the stuff done. I mean, you haven't noticed that, right?
Means sissy.
Yes, sissy. I mean, sister, sissy.
Sissy gets things
Tar, done. Connie, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Tar.
CW.
There's a section in the one on something about happiness. I think the topic of happiness comes up. I was just caught it. And Ian says, it's like you and Tar. And it goes on. I didn't get to hear the rest, but that's going to be cute because no one could know who Tar is. And it's like Bob has this whole other relationship with this Tar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And she better come up with the name of Jill pretty quickly, too.
Yeah. You know, people go, who's Tar, Bob? Oh, that's Jill. Why do you call her Tar? Well, that's a cover-up.
Yeah.
And then Chris will say, well, we call Carolyn Tar. Oh, you should have said that, Chris.
But she says, but then she'll say, I got the Tar and I got all that, but who the hell is Jill?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be two streams coming at Bob. Two.
Oh, we'll just move it ahead a bit. And then we'll be right back. 44. This will take 30 seconds. 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 Okay, we're okay. Go.
Dark though the way be, yet shall he conquer the...
Well, where were we? Oh, the great light, right?
Yeah. Let's go about there.
Yeah, so glows the great light. So you do this consciously without going into the guff. It's the great light.
Mm-hmm. Dark though the way be, yet shall he conquer the shadows that flow around him like night. Far in the future, I see man as light-born, free from the darkness that...
Light what?
Born, L, capital L, small, I-G-H-T hyphen B-O-R-N.
As one word, but not capital born.
No.
Okay, very good, because otherwise you could come into as a capital man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's significant. We just had to get that for the record, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, later, if you check with your vessel, the reason he's wet is because we are just outside enjoying the rain.
Okay. Far in the future, I see man as light-born, free from the darkness that fetters the soul. Living in light without the bounds of the darkness.
Of the darkness.
The darkness.
And why is it fettered?
Fettered.
What is the soul?
Free from the darkness that fetters the soul.
Fetters the soul. Capital soul or little soul?
Capital S, small O-U-L.
Yes, okay. That's that light part from the angles earlier.
Mm.
Because it's capital S.
Yes. But very good, Bob.
No, but if it was all capitals, S-O-U-L, that's different.
That would be different.
Then
like dweller and dweller, remember?
Right. So when it has a capital one letter, the first letter, it's referring to little man.
What now?
And we have a capital S and the rest of the letters are small. Whenever it has any word has a capital beginning letter and the rest are small, that's referring to little man.
No, it is not. Because when you have capital M, little A, little N, that's evolved. That's all plugged in. It's just that when it was capital M, capital A, capital N, that would be an ascended man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got capital S, small O-U-L. That refers to little man.
Evolving, there you go. Very good. See, you won't catch up because Connie's on the job.
Right, so small S-O-U-L be little man. Then you put the capital letter, first letter, that's evolving.
It may be evolved, but it wouldn't be S-O-U-L, all caps, because that's a whole other thing.
If it was evolved, it would be that.
Yes.
Yeah. We got that written down, Carol?
Man to evolving, M, capital M-A-N, to ascended, capital M, capital A, capital N.
Sometimes there's capital thought, and then there's sometimes all letters capital, and then I think, and then there's just capital T.
Exactly.
Because he went through it, too.
Well, that's good. He never got that clear.
Yeah.
Well, you have now, sports
yeah.
fan.
Yeah, sports fan.
Free from the darkness that fetters the soul, living in light without the bounds of the darkness to cover the light that is light of their soul.
Living in light without...
Their, E-I-R.
Yeah.
Correct.
Living in light without the bounds of darkness to cover the light that is light of their soul. Who's there? Who's they?
A middle man evolving.
Okay, but... Living
3, 2, 1. The ones who get 3, 2, 1... Do that.
Right. Living in light without the bounds of darkness to cover the light. Oh, I see. Without the bounds of darkness covering the light that is the light of their soul. That makes sense.
And even
imagine that. See, this is just, we could go to the beach. We're almost there.
Yeah, because that's...
Where's Beach Bob? Bob Beach, whatever his name
never
is.
Never mind.
He's out. We'll tell you later.
He's out. We'll tell you later.
Because we've got, the first letters of light and soul capitalized, so... Yeah, that's good. It's evolving man.
Yeah.
Know ye, O man, no caps, before ye attain this, that many the dark shadows...
So it's addressing the unevolving man.
Yeah.
And showing how... That's what they're trying to teach the folks how to pack to go to the beach.
Yeah, and then get ready to become evolving man.
Exactly, so they'll enjoy it when they get to the beach and they'll have all their stuff that they want. The little floaties and the little...
And they'll recognize Bob. They'll recognize Beach Bob, maybe nice temps.
Know ye, O man, before ye attain this, that many the dark shadows shall fall on your light.
Hey, just that. This whole thing about the Muslims, going to heaven to get the virgins,
mm-hmm.
that could be a popular muddying of esoteric Muslim stuff, trying to get people to do this kind of emerald stuff. Granted, it's not the whole story, but they may be talking about ass projecting in that, do you think? In the Muslim regular schools? Could there be a little more esoteric meaning in that myth about what the terrorists believe? Or is it just total...
Yeah, you're putting all Muslims in the category of a terrorist?
No.
No. We can't even play with you regarding that one, Bob, because you can't get there from
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm just saying, the idea that the terrorists go to have the 72 virgins...
But you're referring to the Muslims.
Yeah,
so which
yeah.
is it, the terrorists or the Muslims? There are some terrorists that aren't Muslim.
Okay.
By the way.
So there's some, all right, so there's some terrorists, the media, the Android meme says the terrorists believe that they will get, as Muslims, they believe they get 72 virgins. Without getting into the bullshit of it, I just want to know if there could be a more esoteric meaning that the Muslim terrorists are seduced by.
About as much as the original Levites waiting on the red heifers to be born to bring the second or the first coming of the Messiah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you see, there's
yeah. I gotcha.
Great is the struggle between light and darkness, age old and yet ever new. Yet know in a time far in the future.
Little time.
Yes. Light shall be all and darkness shall fall.
That is little time because it already exists.
Exactly. Very good. Y'all don't need me at all.
No. We'll keep you around for the unfolding new. See, age old and yet ever new.
How very wonderful. Co-creation.
Yeah.
101.
Yeah.
List ye, O man, to my words of wisdom. Prepare, and you shall not find your light. Man has risen, and man has fallen, as ever new waves of consciousness flow from the great abyss below us toward the sun of their goal.
I mean, they enlist ye, O man, to my words of wisdom. Prepare, and ye shall not find your light. Find means... frustrated or cut it off.
No.
It cause a separation.
Bind means separation?
Cause a separation from your light.
That was what bind means in this case.
A disconnection.
Binding, it sounds like connecting. Bind it.
Okay. Bind it up, cut it off. Strangulate it.
We can't move.
Okay. Is to cause a separation from your light. Prepare and ye shall not find your light. Man has risen and man has fallen as ever new waves of consciousness flow from the great abyss. Abyss is the gulf below us.
Are you sure?
Not the one below us. Below us, toward the sun of their goal. Endless little men coming forward who go toward the sun, correct?
We can't hear you anymore.
Oh, endless little men flowing from the great abyss. Waves of consciousness flowing from the lower, not the Gulf Kernel, from the great abyss below, the great abyss below, that's where human darkness is, toward the sun of their goal. These new waves of consciousness are new little men being born in cycles, correct? Not correct.
You're so close we can taste it, but yeah. Let's just leave that as a gap. There's a lot more that needs to be developed.
Okay.
But the conjecture is on a good path.
Right.
It isn't the path, but it's on a good path. So that's good.
Yeah, well, can you say what the new waves of consciousness are?
Well, no, not yet.
Okay. Ye
might. We're going to have something to leave to say there, but I don't think it would apply.
And the abyss.
We would invite you to non-physical, and then you'd get it instantaneously.
Directly, yeah.
Right. But the great abyss below is the realm, the halls of Amenti. Or the
halls of Amenti are what they've been trying to get you to all along.
Okay, from the great abyss below, would that be just areas of darkness?
No, it's actually, well, okay. It may make the edit room floor, but what it actually is trying to get you to the place of knowing with your two-wire whisk how to get through the antimatter station in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the great abyss below.
Capital great abyss.
It's not capitalized here.
Well, then it's not that reference at all.
All right, so...
Great abyss is neither capitals anywhere.
Well, then that's just the place where you find yourself disconnected completely and you're wallowing in your own vomit trying to figure out why you're alive.
And that would be an area of darkness. Would that be area of darkness?
It could be,
yeah.
Your light's still shining even though you can't see it.
Okay.
Many people find themselves with that disconnect, you see. I mean, so yeah, that's why, you see now why we didn't want to go into that whole twisting, but it's clear enough we can go that way.
But the antimatter, that's not the vacuum held back.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it is not the vacuum. That's a separate, that is the wood hold that aside. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we ever come across great abyss in caps, you're saying that's the antimatter place.
Yeah.
In the two, between the two wire whips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those two wire...
You see, you're going to have some explaining to do when you start fishing this one out.
Whisks?
and the wire whips, the two of them, are they through the rift or within the same dimension?
Same dimension, but that's where you choose to do a jump.
Oh, wait a minute.
In the middle, and the handles.
Is the right
Grand Central and yeah.
Yeah, they... The two whisks are not an image of going through the rift.
No.
Right.
If you were on the two whisks and you decided to jump and you learned in this tablet how to pack, and the next one you start coming into the place of understanding the secret, then that's where you choose the rift jump is in the middle of the two whisks.
Mm-hmm.
You choose there, and that area where you choose is the antimatter world or Grand Central Station.
Very perfect words. Very good.
Right. And you choose, but then you launch into some other zone that's not on the either wire whisk.
Well, you launch into another wire whisk, two other wire whisks.
Ah, mm-hmm. So write that out. Two wire whisk is our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But you jump to another dimension and you jump into another two wire whisk.
Yeah. See, you may have been this before, but you launch.
There are nine of them. We'll get to it even in this.
Nine two wire whisks.
Yes. Well, there are more than that, but they reference nine.
Oh, yeah. So the nine gates?
Of course.
Are all two-wire whisks.
And are the gates themselves this antimatter Grand Central Station?
No.
Now, two-wire whisk, is that happening because it's two-wire everything that fall within that line?
No, we just did two-wire whisk because your infinity sign is a sideways figure eight, Bob.
Oh, it's really one-wire whisk, but you have the decision point.
Well, it's 2 inches, you see, because it's a figure eight. So the shape and the reason we did wire whisk is because it's not one line going in a figure eight over
and over.
It
has
over.
All those movies.
And a bunch of different ones.
And that is the physical past, present, future?
Is it no, that's no, it the isn't. Continuum.
That's this place, the space-time yeah. continuum. Which
well,
is
no, not time, just space continuum.
Continuum. But that is not... conscious the this when we see UFO ourselves come from the future and waves at us, that's not on the wire whisk.
Yes it is.
Ah.
But they were on another wire whisk and they got to Grand Central Station between the two and they jumped to this wire whisk.
That's right. This wire whisk each zone of space continuum is an infinity loop.
Perfect.
Oh, no, the wire whisk is an infinity loop, Carol. You may want to write that.
Each
zone of two wire whisks
mm-hmm.
is a, I can't remember what I said, is a
infinity
loop. Infinity loop to loop.
Yeah.
And there.
Yeah, we've got that from previous.
So the infinity loop is a law in every zone. And another law is there's two of everything. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, where are we at?
Here.
Let me just see what the previous sentence was.
Hey, gotta go up there. It's probably up.
Man is risen. Okay, son of their goal, right? All the abyss stuff.
Or the S-U-N of their goal. Ye, my children, have risen from a state that was little above the beast. Until now of all men, ye are greatest. Yet before thee were others greater than thee. Yet tell I thee, as before thee others have fallen, so also shall ye come to an end.
Yet tell I thee, as before...
He probably
yet,
told
yet
others.
Tell I thee, no, yet tell I thee, as before, I'm telling you, as before the others have fallen, so also shall ye come to an end. Now, what's that about?
You will come to an end of being a little M man, and you will move into becoming a large M man, and you will do that until you become a capital M, capital A, capital N.
Hmm. Great. But the woman.
So think it's the same way people tangle up as death is the end. No, death is just the getting rid of the meat sack because it's an eternity thing.
Yeah, when I meet someone, they tell me they don't believe in life and death. I'm going to say that's so cute.
No. You say I don't either because there is no death.
That's right. I don't believe in life after death. There's no life. Yeah, so we...
Because there's no death.
But this is an atheist mediumship.
Well, no.
We're the first atheist mediumship.
Atheists don't believe in eternity.
Do we believe in eternity?
That's all there is.
So someone says, I don't believe in death, neither do I, but I believe in eternity. And they go, nah, I don't believe in eternity.
Oh, you just say, I don't either because there is no death. They'll look at you and they might engage you and say, what do you mean there is no death? Well, when you die, that's the end, that's over. All you have now is life in the present, in your physicalness. You have nothing else. You go, oh, no. I have a non-physical part of me, my soul. That's how they tell that I've gotten rid of my meat sack. But when that part's done, then I carry on because it is eternal. It's an eternal experience. And that goes right into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right, and then they go, I don't believe in that, Bob. And I'll go, oh, that's so cute. I want to be condescending. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, bless your little condescending.
That's so cute. It's like Worcester did that once. to me. Is it a glib, don't you think? Yeah, it's glib. Oh, that's so cute. You don't believe it's eternity. Cute. It's little man. Actually.
Okay, Bob.
Oh, you're a little man.
Okay, Bob.
All right.
Going back a bit. Yet tell I thee as before the others have fallen, so also shall ye come to an end.
Yet tell I thee as...
As before the others have fallen.
Tell I thee as before the... Yet tell I thee as before the others have fallen. It's like, yet tell I thee as before others
know.
Have fallen.
Mr.
So
Van,
also
Mr.
Shall
Van,
ye come
grammar,
to an
grammar.
End.
And upon the land where ye dwell now, barbarians shall dwell, and in turn rise to the light.
Rise to light.
To whoa, rise
whoa.
To light.
Now, where is this land that you dwell now?
Ye dwell now. Barbarians shall dwell in turn. It's the now.
It's the earth.
It's the
earth. This earth.
Uh-huh.
There are several, but this earth.
Right.
Marvelous.
When you say there are several Earths in relation to this Earth,
yeah,
and that's not talking about the, where you go when you go through the rift, or are you meaning that?
The other several Earths, are they where we jump to through the rift?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we know that.
Gosh, that's a J.J. Abrams. My God, that's where... Walter set up all that, and your friend.
That's
I mean,
right.
That's common knowledge. That's even a meme now. Okay.
And then we jump the rift in the infinity loop at the Grand Central Station through the handles of the whisk.
Jump. That's where you choose.
Or we choose to jump. Yay!
You enter the...
See, we know where to call.
And now you're learning how to pack.
And what to take.
Exactly.
Yeah. Land, okay, upon the land where you dwell now, barbarians should dwell and in turn rise to light.
For
now, what does that mean? That means that there are those in physical who have light, who will not attach with it, that are running around in this, what you call the abomination stage, hooking up with murderers and murderees and raper and rapies and scoundrels and scoundrelies and all that kind of stuff that are hooking up together, that are beasts that can also transform into a seamless interaction with their non-physical, what they're referencing as light.
Yes.
Yes. Forgotten shall be the ancient wisdom, yet ever shall live through, though hidden from man.
Yet ever shall live, though hidden from men.
Men.
Aye.
In the land thou callest Kim.
Which was the original name for Egypt, Carol.
Thank you.
Yes.
Races shall rise and races shall fall. Forgotten shalt thou be of the children of men. Yet thou shalt have moved to a star space beyond this, leaving behind this place.
To a star space beyond this,
leaving
behind
this space where this thou place. Hast dwelt.
You'll be forgotten, but you'll have moved on.
The soul of man moves ever onward, bound not by any one star, but ever moving to the great goal before him, where he is dissolved into the light of the all. Capital L, capital A. Know ye that ye shall ever go onward, moved by the law, capital L, of cause and effect, until in the end both become one, capital O.
The next logical step.
Aye, man.
You get that? The law of cause and effect is the next logical step.
Very good.
You like that, Ian?
Absolutely.
Yeah, now, bound, McClune said something about stars are just the way stations. No, bound not by any one star, Carol. Stars are the way stations.
Aye, man, after ye have gone, others shall move in the places ye lived. Knowledge and wisdom shall all be forgotten. And only a memory of God's shall survive, capital G. As I to thee am a God, capital G, by my knowledge, so ye too shall be gods of the, capital G, gods of the future, because of your knowledge for far above theirs. Yet know ye that all through the ages, man, little man, shall have access to law, capital L, when he will.
So they're talking about like cycles there.
Law of attraction and applying it. If you can run from it, then get away from it. But you're still judged by it, but you don't even have to understand it. But you're not sure, jump, get up on your house and jump off and see what happens. Hit you in the butt.
Yeah.
Ages to come shall see.
That's the cycles. Law of attraction is the sleep cycles.
Ages to come shall see revival of wisdom to those who shall inherit thy place on this star.
On this star. Now, where is that?
This star.
Earth.
Earth is this star? Okay. Again, ages to come shall see, interesting, call this earth a star. Ages to come shall see revival of wisdom, those who shall inherit thy place on this star.
They shall in turn come into wisdom and learn to banish the darkness by light, capital L. Yet greatly must they strive through the ages to bring unto themselves the freedom of light, capital L. Then shall they there come unto man, small m, the great warfare that shall make the earth tremble and shake in its course, i.e. then shall the dark brothers, capital D, capital B, open the warfare between light and the night, capital L. When man again shall conquer the ocean and fly in the air on wings like the birds, when he has learned to harness the lightning, then shall the time of warfare begin. Ooh, prediction. Great shall the battle be twixt the forces. Great the warfare of darkness and light. Nation shall rise against nation using the dark forces to shatter the earth.
Did John the Divine pick up on this without the Emerald Tablet?
Pretty much.
Yeah, whoever John was that did the revelation.
Well, the Revelator.
The Revelator, right.
Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, was hiding in the Isle of Patmos because Rome was breathing down the back of his neck and he'd already lost his mind, and it was just the, what is it, T.S. Eliot says, well, the Shakespearean reference is even better, the heat oppressive brain.
Right. Now, who did you say he was hiding? Did you name a place in the caves of something?
Isle of Patmos.
Isle of Patmos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same song, different verse.
What we're reading now.
Yeah.
What the for, mm-hmm. Where are we?
Nation
shall rise against nation.
Nation, using the dark forces to shatter the earth. Weapons of force shall wipe out the earth man until half of the races of men shall be gone. Then
oh,
shall
my goodness, is this an Exodus? Be here.
I think so.
Is that the Moses job what we're doing?
No. Never no.
But this is talking about our time.
Everything is, Bob.
Talking about our time. Mm-hmm. We are at the time. The time. Not the end time. The time.
We are now.
Now. Well, no, maybe now. No, now.
Stop it, and you guys.
It'll be small t becoming capital T, count of time.
Stop.
Yeah, okay. That was good. I like that. Make a movie out of that one. That was a good paragraph. Lots of action. Lots of destruction, blowing things up.
Stop it.
People leaving.
Fine.
What is this accident?
Fine. When fine
him. No, wait. Since he's going to beat this dead horse, if you notice, it makes reference to when you regain your ocean. You haven't gained your ocean the first time. You're worried about going to the planet Mars and you don't even know what's in your ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say regain? That was a paragraph or two back.
No, it wasn't. It was just then.
Oh, when you regain... No, you're saying they said regain. You just go back up there or something. When man again shall conquer the ocean. Again.
Yeah, regain it.
Yeah, regain it. And you're saying...
They've never gained it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can regain it when you hadn't gained it.
Does that imply we're going through the first battle and then we go live for a few cycles, then we gain
over
it.
The ocean. Now, that's not on an Airbus. Oh, wait. That gets lost in the ocean. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's lost in the ocean and can't be
ocean is the riff riding through the air or through the ocean or both?
Neither. Air and invisibility, I think.
Oh, yeah. Air and invisibility is the...
But it's just making the point that all this degradation and all this stuff's going on, and you've conquered the ocean, well, you haven't even figured out a tenth of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the... Then you say, then we will regain the ocean. That's after we've conquered it.
The first time.
Yeah, then we lose it. And we regain it. We haven't entered into the re-losing the... We haven't entered into the losing the ocean phase, have we?
Not at all. Unless you somehow have gone through the whole process and understand your ocean. You see, they're trying to go to other planets when they haven't even been to the bottom of all the seas.
Yeah.
Just north of you is a pit so deep that they don't even have contraptions to get you there. But yet they can fly satellites to the moon.
Okay, so could the Earth be bigger than...
Yes.
There it is, Count. Our Earth is bigger than our present measurements.
Mm. Absolutely.
Because time and space is plastic something. How could they... Are they correct on the diameter of the Earth?
No.
And they're not correct on the depth of it.
They don't know the depth of it. Wait a minute now. Let's be clear. They're not wrong on the depth. They've never gauged it.
That's something you assume they measured.
And yet they can tell the degree of when, of how much magma is under Yellowstone, as we jokingly call Jellystone. Yellowstone National Park. The whole thing is a concave equatorial volcano. It's going to blow. It does it every 650,000 years, and we're coming up on 650, and it's going to blow, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and all this kind of stuff, and they understand every aspect of the paint box and the whole nine yards. But they don't even know how far it is, how deep the Pacific Ocean is.
How come they don't know that?
We stand in amazement. Why they don't. They can tell how much salt's in the sea all over the world.
Are they afraid of the ocean?
They don't. I don't know. Are they afraid that global warming's going to melt the polar caps? They can tell you how much calving goes on and precisely the amount of water that's entered into the ocean that's desalinating the water, making it not as salty.
Does Ion know why they are not exploring the oceans?
The disconnection they have, there's no glamour in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can't even find an airplane that knows exactly where it falls into the ocean. Pinpointed down to the point with a GPS box going beep, 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 but they could audibly hear if they were close enough.
The GPS box is not part of the black box.
That's the 911. There are schematics that are unfathomable.
After 911?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There is much monitoring of everything.
Yes, we know that. Okay,
now wait a minute. You mentioned that thing, I forget the word, blows up every 60.
In Yellowstone
National Park. Yeah, you're saying they can predict, they see that coming, right?
Right, they can count it, count the minute it's down. Think icebergs.
But see, what I'm saying about the ocean, and are they afraid of it? I mean, that's a real question. Are they afraid because of the flood? You know, are they avoiding looking at the ocean?
We have no idea.
Okay, this yellow Jellystone thing that's going to blow up, it's not scheduled for another 4,000 years, would you agree?
Oh, no, it's on a little faster path than that, according to your creators.
But they're deluded on the time thing.
Well, aren't you all?
What?
Aren't you all?
Yeah, so I don't see that happening.
Do you? Wait a second, doesn't matter. All you've got to do, Bob, wait a second. Stop the press.
All you got to do is get people thinking about it.
Well, that's how you crash the U.S. economy.
Yeah. Okay, so we get everybody thinking about this thing and it could blow, right?
And not good. It absolutely, precipitously, without fail or exception, will put magma 1,200 feet in the air above sea level.
And how widespread would that spew? 200 miles?
No, more than that. It would take all of Colorado, it would take all of Wyoming, and it would take two-thirds of Nebraska.
Wow. Now, we don't want to energize that thought, but that's resisting it.
Oh, hell, why not? Doesn't make any difference. You're going to do anyway. You marvelous creators, you. You make San Francisco fall off the planet every couple hundred years. So why not? It's relative after a little bit. But now what you missed out of the whole process is that with this whole shuffle, that half of the humans are going to decide to move or transition into non-physical.
And that's coming up this year.
At once.
Half of the humans. You mean half the humans in the world?
Yes.
That's happening this year. This is coming out of North Korea, right?
You didn't tell me that. Yay!
We kept saying that there was going to be an exodus.
Yeah.
We kept saying that there
was I don't know if anybody ever said 50% exodus.
No,
we didn't say that. The tablet said that.
Okay, we take another break. Get over the hump, the top of the hour. Lots of interesting comments over there. Dave just keeps stirring it up. Comments over in the chat room. You should all go over there. It's a good place to be. Much creativity. Meanwhile, we'll have some great music. What do we have? Let's have some neat music while we wait. You know, we could have this one. We haven't heard this in a while.